This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gipps, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Last week, we were talking about Gwyneth Paltrow and the fact that she's looking like getting a new talk show based around her Goop website.
Yes, we did.
And I was a bit, I kind of feel a bit ill when I talk about it. Mm. Well, I'm going to feel a bit ill again because she's getting quote of the week this week goes to Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, the one who used to be in the Iron Man movies they got her out of there.
Got it.
Here we go. This is Gwyneth Paltrow speaking about her lifestyle site, Goop. You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
If we hear that people are putting bees in their vaginas, we'll write about it. Is that swatting the bees out of a vag?
Joy.
Now, I have a question. And I need an answer from everyone. How does one say covfiffy? Is that correct?
Is this Trump mistweet?
Maybe. Or maybe it was a coded message to the Russians. Huh? Who knows? Anyway, do we say covfiffy?
Has not the Twitter sphere already decided it's said?
Twitter did not pronounce it to me. It spoke about it in words.
How's it spelled?
But not covfeffe.
So it's cov.
Cov fifi.
Well, if it's like, because if it was F-E-T-E, it would be fate. So therefore, it's cov faith.
I don't like that version. I'm going with mine. Anyway, as you know, a lot of people had a lot of fun with this. Even the Donald.
Did he?
When he was spotted sending coded messages to the Russians.
Right.
That's where I'm running with.
Yeah.
Even he said, isn't that funny that I did that?
Did he?
Yeah, after he deleted it because he was embarrassed. But anyway, it has spawned a life of its own this week. It's now an official. It's a word now. No dictionary's going to add it, but it's a word.
Aren't the Urban Dictionary will add it?
Yeah, that's not a dictionary.
True.
Good God. Anyway, it's spawned a range of products now. You can get covfiffy merch.
Merch.
That's right. It's actually spawned a whole lot of things. People are trying to register the word for use in various products and things like that. So all these entrepreneurs in the US have filed legal documents to lock down the rights to put covfiffy on various products, such as shirts, sweaters, tank tops, pants, socks, you know, normal sort of stuff. Also on leisure suits. You have to pronounce it as leisure suits. Pajamas.
Leisure suit Larry and his covfaith.
Yes, covfiffy. They're putting him on pajamas, panties, thongs, and we mean American style thongs here.
Oh,
not our version of
the ones
feet thongs.
The ones
we mean
that go up your crack.
Thongs.
Yep. Yeah.
Bras and clogs.
Clogs.
Something for the lesbians.
Well, it sounds like a Dutch word.
Oh, and a brewery wants to put it on a beer. Oh, and somebody wants to put it on coffee.
I love it. It's amazing.
So,
it's going to be everywhere.
And as the article said, clogs are their favourite.
You realise, of course, this will be the actual, genuine, true and only legacy of his presidency.
On Donald Trump's tombstone, here lies Covfiffy.
And as we still can't agree on how it's pronounced, we're going to go to the expert in pronunciation in this show.
Who?
Tristan, how's it said?
Covfiffy.
Oh, you just went there because you're sucking up the cam.
I employ him as our minion. He does what I say. Talk about covfiffy as how I have decided is
Cov
said.
Covfaith.
Wait.
Because it's fate with an F.
Tristan, it's two against one. Tristan agree with me.
What did you say it was?
Covfeet.
See, he's forgotten now, but anyway. And we're mentioning how it's going to be now, you know, plastered on products left, right and centre, including clogs.
Clogs.
You can go clogging in covfiffy. But we had one or two messages about that coming on 0427JOY949 and on air at joy.org.au. Feel free to use those at any time. The lovely Tracy popped in and said, sorry, Chris, she likes my version of Cold Fifi better.
She likes your version.
Yeah, my version.
Everyone likes your version.
Well, Tracy does.
I'm more proper than you, and everyone likes your slacky version.
Speaking of proper.
Yes.
The proper lady herself, Katie Purvis, has popped in.
Yeah.
And she does everything proper.
Apparently there's a consensus.
See how I said that? Proper.
A consensus.
Yes, apparently. The consensus is it is said kov fe. Fe. Now, I buck consensus. I do not like consensus.
As in fez. So, coffefe.
Fe, fe.
Oh.
As in fez, fez.
Oh, coffefe.
Fe, fe. I don't like that. I hate it. I'm sorry. I'm starting a new trend.
Hang on. She's given us a photo as well.
Yeah, somebody used it for coffee.
Oh. Well, it sort of makes sense,
yeah,
but...
meh.
Is that it?
And Chum just wanted to say that he loves my celebrity news.
Right.
And apparently somebody's hot, hot, hot. I'm assuming that's
you,
Chris.
It's us.
It's Vladdy Pooty time. That's right. I show a sign of disrespect by calling him. I don't call him.
You're rather disrespectful to a world leader, a member of the G7.
Would we rather call him El Presidente or President Vladimir Putin of the Russian Federation?
Yes. You need to take your cues from the ABC.
Prezi Vladdy Pooty.
Is he president or prime minister at the moment?
No, he's back to being president. Oh. Started as president.
Mm-hmm.
No, started in the KGB.
Yeah.
Then he became president. And then when he had enough terms up there, because you're only allowed to serve two terms, he then switched
How very
to
American
being,
of him.
I know. Then he switched to being prime minister for a while until he moved past the point where he was allowed to then go back to being president for another couple of terms. And now he's just changed everything. He can do what he wants.
Oh, he just changed the rules.
Pretty sure he did.
Oh, okay. That's right.
And if not, he'll be prime minister again shortly.
Right.
And the Prime Minister will become the President for a little while.
Oh, they switch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But how come when the Prime Minister that's currently the Prime Minister becomes the President, how come he doesn't get to lead?
Because he's not Vladdy Pooty.
Oh!
Do you not understand the way the world works?
That explains everything.
Power moves with him, not with the job.
So what's he been up to?
Well,
riding a horse, shirtless?
Funnily enough, a lot of things have been coming up about him lately, but it's because he's been doing a lot of interviews with Oliver Stone, who's done a documentary on him.
Now, where do I know that name from?
Oliver Stone. He's the movie director.
Ah, yeah. Did he
what
do...
What was his big one? He did the Kennedy one.
Oh, yeah.
Did that was one of his big ones, I think.
The big Vietnam one as well?
I think so. Mm. He's done lots of stuff. But he's been doing a very long form documentary on Vladdy Pooty. It's taken him a couple of years to do all of the, lots of interviews and all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
So a lot of the and it's coming up later this year. It
it's
will
not
be
a movie,
on air.
Is it?
No, it's a documentary.
Right, so it's a
It'll
series,
be like
a multi-episode.
Possibly. It starts later on this year on one of the American cable channels. So we'll get it here on one of our cable/internet channels, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where some of the quotes have been coming from. You know how they drip feed. Promotional.
Yeah.
First up, in a discussion about the military, Oliver Stone asked Vladdy Pooty, "If you were taking a shower in a submarine with a man and you know he's gay, do you have a problem with that?" What do we think Vladdy Pooty said?
He would say, "No, of course not. I'd just shoot him."
Well, no. He was more diplomatic than that. He said, "Well, I prefer not to go to shower with him."
Mm-hmm.
His English was good.
Mm.
"Why provoke him?" Because, Vladdy Pooty is such a specimen.
I love it. That's actually a really good answer.
So that was his response there. And then he was also asked about, some other things which may have offended some of the female audience of the world.
Right, right.
So he in the interview, he was asked, about... decisions and, has he made any bad decisions? Has he done anything wrong or anything like that sort of thing? And his answer, "I am not a woman, so I don't have bad days." And then it was like, oh, no, I'm not trying to insult anyone.
No.
That's just the nature of things. There are certain natural cycles.
Oh.
And there you have it.
Oh.
So says Vladdy Pooty.
Oh, those Russians.
Now, last week we were talking about Sharon, how she was looking, that was looking like she was going to be doing a bit of a world tour.
Yeah.
And we were hoping that she would come here.
I know. And have we got any news on that?
No.
Oh, okay. I did say that a little bit later on, we had a request to hear the Adam Lambert's new single, Think, the cover of the...
Who requested that? I demand to know.
It might be one of Joy's...
The person who told me I pronounced Kofifi wrong.
It might be one of Adam's biggest fans here at Joy. And, you know, I can help out in this regard. And it is the cover of the Aretha Franklin classic, the one that was on in the Blues Brothers.
Oh, is he going to... Oh, if he did a... He should do a film clip in a diner with those girls behind him doing the whole thing.
You know, Adam might.
That would be awesome.
We'll get Katie to tweet that. I reckon she can start a campaign for that one.
Yeah, and he can get one of the Blues Brothers in.
We'll play that one after the news headlines with David at 5:30.
Excellent. Now, Cher, back to her.
Back to Cher.
She's doing a world tour.
Mm.
Hopefully we'll include Australia. Hopefully she's not like Madonna. But no, there's more. She's got a Broadway musical based on her life is coming up.
A what?
So a Broadway musical based on her life is coming up, and with her songs, obviously, in it.
That could be a bit of a...
Well, it'll be like, highs and lows,
yeah,
emotionally
it could,
high
could
and
be
low.
Pretty heavy in places.
Yeah, they're going through the Bono days and all that as well, so...
The sunny days, you mean?
Yeah, why do you... You know. Yeah, Sonny Bono.
And
that
then,
was
of course,
surname.
The Chaz days as well. So,
right from then to now sort of thing.
Mm.
Rick Ellis, I think that's how you say his name, who wrote Jersey Boys, the musical.
Yeah.
He's going to be doing it. So it's got a good pedigree behind it. It should be on next year. Starts in New York, so we're hoping it's good. It'll be have all the hits in it, and it should be fabulous.
Fabulous.
And, as you know...
Could be a bit Kinky Bootsy-esque when you think about it.
Well, it could be. It is Cher. There could be a liberal use of emojis and non-intelligible tweets in there as well.
Yes, that's quite true.
And let us not forget, of course, she's in the studio as well.
I know. She's doing another album.
Mm-hmm. She has... what's she up to now? She's got 4 songs, I believe...
Recorded.
Is what she said, that she has actually got down onto the...
She keeps us up to date because she's very well aware that, you know, for all she knows, she might not get it finished before she drops off the
coil.
Oh,
no.
The reality is, you know, she's got good doctors.
I know.
She'll just keep on going.
Most of her isn't that old.
Exactly.
So I'm looking forward to that. She hadn't had an album since 2013.
Well,
that was actually the last album.
Woman's World. Yeah, great album. The remixes were fantastic.
So, fingers crossed, we see both of those. No, all 3. Hopefully we see the stage play. Hopefully we see the world tour. And I'd like to have the album. Thank you.
All right, done.
McDonald's, otherwise known in this country as Macca's, or really stupidly in America as Mickey D's.
Mickey D's.
I know, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Macca's is way better nicknames.
I know.
Australians are just better at nicknames.
It's not McDonald's. It's Macca's. Anyway... They have managed to offend to the core of their soul some, let's be honest, some evangelical Christians over in the US of A.
Now, they're always the best type of Christians.
I know, and they're so easy to offend. It doesn't take a lot. And in this case...
Imagine if they listened to this show.
Well, they would be hoping we would burst into flames, but they may burst into flames listening to our high-quality radio. McDonald's in the US have introduced, in honor of Pride Month...
Yes.
...in Washington...
The one that Donald Trump is ignoring.
Well, no, he's not ignoring it. He's giving an address to an anti-LGBTI group of people during it.
Oh, so he's...
It's like
he's
anti-acknowledgement.
He's actually snubbing his nose at us.
Kind of.
Right.
All right. No,
is that the
totally.
Right word? Anyway.
Whatever.
Yeah. Right. So Pride Month, McDonald's
Pride
have
they're
got,
celebrating... In a very small way... They've in Washington, D.C., right, in the city, in only 3 restaurants.
Mm.
So only 3. So probably around where the gays live.
Probably where Donald slips out of the White House when he needs a bit of a cheeseburger and a giant bucket of Coke.
He gets McDelivery. In those 3 restaurants in Washington.
He probably sends Air Force One.
No. That's too big. He sends Marine One, the helicopter out for it.
And the Secret Service bustles in and goes, large big mug meal. It's for the prayers.
So they've released a special in three restaurants only. They've released a special rainbow box for the rainbow fries, basically. So the actual fries container has a rainbow on the back. That's it.
The fries container has a rainbow on the back.
Only on the medium and large, not on the paper small, because they don't have a small in America.
Well, gays and lesbians are never small. We're
I'm talking about the fries.
We've got big personalities.
Anyway, so in those three restaurants, they've released a rainbow fries pack.
Got it.
This has led to...
Three restaurants. Two varieties of fries.
Yes.
Rainbow on the back.
And it just, it doesn't say anything about it. It just says, you know, the normal slogans there, just put with a rainbow.
Wow.
And so the evangelical lot have popped up and said, McDonald's has obviously gone gay. It is disgusting. McDonald's has released rainbow fries. And
Looked at the Hamburglar? Please. McDonald's went gay a long time ago.
What do you mean Hamburglar? What about Grimace?
Him and the Teletubbies, mate.
Well, they're actually twins.
Yeah.
So McDonald's has released, and he capitalised it, rainbow fries, in honour of gay pride. He was very angry.
With the Grimace.
Yeah, he added that in as well.
It's another character.
I know, yeah. I said that. Yeah. So he said, I'm tired of corporations trying to influence our families like this. He's like that. He's like Margaret Court.
I know, Qantas and McDonald's.
I know. They're all both evil and in collusion with the gays. So he said, let us all stop eating McDonald's. Oh, and their food is crap. Bastard.
Well, he might be half right.
Half right, but no, we're not giving him anything on that.
We had a message.
So good on you, McDonald's, I thought.
From Michael in Yarraville.
Oh.
0427 Joy 949. Donald Trump orders a Happy Meal so he can throw the toys.
What, at the Secret Service agents?
Yeah, probably.
Or at Melania.
Make that a continuing character of the show.
Which one?
Trump's security guard. I like that. It was pretty good.
How did it go?
Happy Meal for the press. How'd you do that again?
And they trump along. Oh, no, they trample on. No, what happened? Anyway.
Let's get out of this.
Guardians of the Galaxy. We did see the number two version of it not that long ago. Brilliant.
Well, I was going to say, don't describe it as number two. It was actually really good.
Yeah, it's called Guardians of the Galaxy on a volume two.
Thank you.
All right, all right. I get what you're saying. Yeah okay, whatever. One of the characters in that, you know, Drax, who's the big meathead who sort of speaks in small syllables and that sort of thing. Well, he's actually played by an ex-WWE wrestler, Dave Bautista.
Mm.
And funnily enough, when I actually saw a picture of him without his
makeup.
Guardians, then you sort of go, oh, I do recognise you.
Wait a minute. We've been together for 15 years. You've never watched an episode of WWE in the time that I've known you. How would you know who he is?
He's an old school wrestler. And I remember the name. I probably see it in TMZ or something.
But hang on. There's another thing. What the hell were you doing watching WWE?
Oh, back when I used to live at home with my brother, who was obsessed in it.
Oh.
And we had one television.
Oh.
This is how things work in families, Chris.
Oh.
These days... I would just say, go away.
We always had five televisions.
Yeah, because you were rich. You were poor. Anyway, and it turns out, see, he actually, because he has a, he's a, this proud son of a lesbian.
Oh, okay. So he's a gaby.
Yes.
Excellent.
Because he put something out on Twitter about, homophobes and that sort of thing. Mm. It came about after LeBron James had some racist slogans painted on his front gate at his house.
Right.
So, and then he then popped up and talked about homophobia and racism and that sort of thing. And I did like how he ended it up.
So he had a quote.
Yes.
Who was he directing this at?
At the homophobes.
At the homophobes generally?
Because he was copying a bit of stick, because he's got a lesbian as a mother and that sort of thing, which is, what the hell? So he just popped up. Proud son of a lesbian, and anyone has an issue with that can suck my balls.
Suck my balls, suck my balls, my balls, my balls, suck 'em dry.
Thank you, Eric Cartman. The Real Housewives of Melbourne and The Real Housewives of Sydney.
Yeah, well, it's sort of appropriate, isn't it?
Well, kind of. Yeah, sort of. As you know, many people speculated whether there was a feud going on between the many feuding ladies or whether the feuds were just internal.
Or whether they were just for show for the TV.
Yes, all of that. Well, most people, there was a whole stack of them were at some launch for the new Foxtel thing. Mm. And they were all getting on fabulously, possibly because they were all drinking.
And
who
getting
knows?
Paid to appear.
Hang on. That's what they do in the show, isn't it? Drink and, yeah.
And get paid to appear.
But no. So there's apparently no real feud between them.
Between the shows?
Between the shows.
Right.
And the people in the shows.
Real Housewives of Sydney, I reckon there's quite a lot of feuds. I mean, they really don't like each other.
And I think with good reason, possibly.
Really?
They all seemed a bit hideous. Now,
judging from a standpoint of not actually watching any of it.
I've seen about 5 minutes. That's all I needed. But then we get the ultimate judge of who is better.
Hmm.
Bravo, who are the creators of the franchise and the US network that shows the Real Housewives franchise,
Beverly
of which there
Hills,
are 7,000
Orange
episodes.
Orange County. What else is there?
English ones. Yeah. I think there's even one from New Zealand.
No.
Oh, God.
What, Real Housewives of Auckland or something?
But say it with a Kiwi accent, all right? Yeah. What? It was the fish and chip shop owner and it was the... But anyway, so they have laid down which they think is better.
Oh, really? Well,
yes.
Why would they do that? Why would they bother judging?
Well, they didn't judge in the sort of sense of saying, but they judged in the sense of which one they're going to play.
Oh, hang on a minute. Well, they're actually choosing which one they're going to play? Because at the end of the day, let's face it. Cable television around the world is like full of crap because they just can't fill the hours of day and the number of channels they've got.
But then,
so they'll play anything.
But Chris, some crap is too crap. And apparently,
yes,
The Real Housewives of Melbourne is not too crap because they have been showing that since the start and it's coming up to season 5. Unfortunately for The Real Housewives of Sydney...
They're not going to show it.
They are not going to be shown in the US.
Back on the home network of Real Housewives...
That's right, Bravo.
Real Housewives of Sydney was deemed shite.
Bravo believes there isn't enough warmth in the cast of The Real Housewives of Sydney. Testify.
There should be called the show called The Real Husband.
Real House Husbands.
Yes.
Well, they're funnily enough.
There is
The Real Husbands of Beverly Hills, but that's a piss take.
Oh. Oh. A piss take of a really bad show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not funny, but it's a piss take.
Love it. Love it. Girls on Joy 94.9. Most girls are not like Taylor Swift and Katy Perry, it seems.
Well, they seem to have. Look. They've had their feud going on now for many years.
They have.
Now, apparently, it was a nasty feud, but then the rumour started that the feud was all for show and they were actually besties who were needling each other just to increase both of their publicities along the way.
So Katy Perry's brand new album is released tonight worldwide.
Yes.
Which means...
Has it got any better songs than that shite that we've heard so far?
Well,
I love the first one. I hate it.
Bon Appetit.
That. And that was freaking
a couple
awful.
Of others that Joy's music director, can't remember his name, decided not to play.
Oh, thank God. Somebody was there as the gatekeeper to say, stay out, crap.
But it is a new album released tonight. And, of course, as well as being released to all the download services, it, of course, goes fully online for all the streaming services. And Tay-Tay's not been a player in the streaming
services.
No,
because she took her songs and went home.
Mm.
And then she was going to have her, you know, her Swifties
download
channel herself.
Off her own streaming service.
Apparently went nowhere because everyone said, Darl, what a stupid idea.
I might be a Taylor Swift fan, but I've already got my Spotify, Pandora and et cetera, streaming service subscription. I'm already paying like $100, hundreds of dollars a month.
And you don't want to listen to Taylor Swift 24/7?
Oh, some of them might. Yeah,
oh,
anyway.
God.
So,
they
big news today.
She's come back out of her hermit cave.
Yes, she has. She's decided that her full catalogue will return to all the streaming platforms today. Her official Instagram fan account, Taylor Nation, posted the news yesterday and said all 5 albums, including 1989, will be available on Tidal, Amazon and other streaming platforms. And according to the PR, in celebration of 1989, the album selling over 10 million albums worldwide, and the American equivalent of ARIA saying 100 million song certification announcement, Taylor wanted to thank her fans by making her entire back catalogue available to all streaming services tonight at midnight.
How very generous of her. As a gift to you all, you can pay me some more money.
Yes, yes. Not enough, because that's why she took it off for the streaming services.
Give me that half a cent.
Yeah. So, but there seems to be many speculating of an ulterior motive here.
Yeah, biatch. She's trying to take down Katy Perry.
She's thinking that a lot of the fans will be too busy streaming all of those Taylor Swift albums that they haven't been able to stream, instead of streaming Katy Perry's brand new album.
See, I can see her theory here.
And therefore taking away a potential number one album.
I can
because
hear
if you reduce the number of streams.
I get it. I can see the theory here. Yeah. I don't think it's going to work. But because there's two things going on here.
Yeah.
We're all done with Taylor Swift.
Mm.
She's yesterday. And Katy Perry's new album isn't very good. So it wasn't going to get to number one anyway. So you see, here's my theory again, Chris.
Yeah, but not everybody.
Get the spray bottle ready.
Not everyone agrees with that Katy Perry's album's not a good one.
Listen. Shh. Hush. Yeah, theory time.
All right.
See?
I've got the spray bottle ready.
They're not really enemies, you see. They're still friends who are, you know.
Are they frenemies?
No. Proper friends who are still helping each other. Katy Perry knows her album's not going to get to number one. And to avoid the embarrassment, oh, it was that damn Taylor Swift. She kept me away from number one.
Ah, and there's the feud to continue for another round of album releases right into 2020 and beyond.
I tells you. You listen to Cam.
Thank you, this conspiracy theorist.
Yes,
extraordinaire.
I am.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.